Well, Michael, looking forward to another intermediate final. You're all hands at this stage, aren't you?
Ah, well, we've been in a few now, all right, Tom. But, look, every day you get to the final is a good day, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Obviously, third in a row, isn't it?
Third in a row now, aye. So, I suppose, saying to be getting out of there, I suppose, but I know I'll have something to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. Good campaign. You know, obviously, bounced back from that first day defeat to Neave Columba in St. Finian's Park.
Well, that was it. That was a bit of a blow to us, all right, you know, but maybe it's one of them things too. Could take the pressure off a wee bit then, you know, if you have to perform, like, and in fairness, the boys come back and they have done that, and we've maybe getting better and better every game since, like.
And you had Jason McGee back. Obviously, Jason missed that first game.
Well, Jason missed that game, and then he missed the following game, and he's been back since. Aye. So, look, it's just great to have him. You know, everybody liked to have Jason on their team.
Yeah. And tell me, looking at the game since you went to Fannett, obviously, and then you went to Buncrana, and you got good results against good teams.
Yeah, I know, that was it. We're up against it down in Fannett, you know, and they were 3 or 4 points ahead of us at half time, and we came back and really played some good stuff in the second half, and then we beat Bart comfortable enough, and then Buncrana, wasn't much in it down in Buncrana, and I suppose we're glad to get out anyway and get into the quarter finals.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, did the business against Mallon, you know, kind of didn't know what to expect from them, and I suppose they're a team in transition, but you know, they came through with no problem.
We got through it. One probably wasn't the best game we ever played, but well, we're glad we got out of it, you know, and I suppose that set it up then with Buncrana then.
Yeah. No. So what's the mood now?
Look, it's getting ready for the game. Just trying. I hope nobody gets injured between now and then, and keep taking over and keep getting ready for Dunloe. Just, you know.
Yeah. And how are you on the injury front? I know Darren McKeever went off injured. Was it against Mallon?
Darren went off against Mallon, but he played against Buncrana, and he felt it a wee bit near the end again. But look, we're trying to manage it best we can, you know. And them and John Fitz too, and we're trying.
What's the story with John?
Trying his best anyway, you know, and he's got the physio and we're working hard, but it's just might be a wee bit too soon for him, you know. But
yeah, the soft pitches don't suit the probably someone going.
Look, it was a 6 week injury they talked about, maybe, or six, and that's 5 weeks ago, so I suppose times, you know. So, look, John, I look
and
at
Kevin's out, Kevin was
Kevin's hurt. Gone now, Kevin's gone now, so and then Sean Curran was, we lost Sean Curran too early on in the year against St. Michael's, actually, and he never really got back right since, you know, so he's back there in again, so but he's an option for us, you know. Yeah.
Did well enough in Division One as well. Surely that's going to stand to you.
You think that, but you know, we won the games. I suppose we had to win in Division One, but it's good competitively. But Division Two's, you know, very competitive as well. Like, you know, I'm sure Dunloe have been well tested as well. Like,
yeah. And tell me, in terms of preparation, how has it gone now since the quarter final? You've had 2 weeks.
That's it. Look. We're just, like I say, we're tapping along, just, you know, and trying to avoid any injuries and trying to get all cleared up and working on a couple of things just. But look, it's now, you're into November now, it's dark evenings and bad weather. It's hard just to be working on everything.
And you fellas away at college and things like that as well. I know, so a lot of clubs can be a problem for them.
We're a few boys away as well. But look, I suppose with the weekend break, look, we got out on Saturday there, you know, and we had a good session, you know, so. Because every club's the same, it's not us. You know.
Did you get to see Dunloe much at all?
No, not really, no. It was we were on nearly the same time as them, and I've seen the streams, the videos, you know, that's about it, like, you know.
Yeah, and a good old rivalry there, a healthy rivalry indeed, you know.
That's it. I don't know. I suppose maybe it's a couple of years now since we played Dunloe.
In the last couple of years that you didn't meet, I think you had the upper hand.
I think maybe in 2018 we beat them well. I think maybe in the first game, and then they beat us in the last game of the league, and we were... We'd stayed, that was our first year back in Division One. We stayed up and they actually went down that year, I think, you know, so it was...
Having lost two in a row, there must be tremendous appetite, tremendous hunger in the squad.
There is, aye, but, look, you know, as I said, that'll not get you over the line, like, you know, you have to go out and play as well, you know, and don't know, I'm sure they'll be hungry to get back up there a season, senior team, you know, and I'm sure it was a big loss to them to have to come down to play intermediate, you know, after being senior for so long, like, so I'm sure they'll want to be up straight away, so... I think it'll hardly come down to that either, you know.